Rediscovering Richmond is made possible by Historic Richmond Foundation, working to promote, protect, and preserve Richmond's architectural history with the goal of economic progress and cultural enrichment. Online at historicrichmond.com.
Brooke Smith is rediscovering some of the historic places and spaces of Richmond. And Brooks, this year we've talked about several neighborhoods in the city, and today we're going to talk about one of your favorites, I know, The Fan.
Near and dear to my heart, one of the true icons of city neighborhoods, and for me, something that helps to define the character and rhythm of our little city, identified by unique homes, all made cohesive by a building design and a street design that has similar heights and setbacks. So in as much as you have this individual diversity, you have a very cohesive and coherent neighborhood that's unlike any that I know.
Well, now, people may have different ideas on just what part of the city actually constitutes The Fan, so clarify that.
Well, I think, as with many good things, you want to broaden it to suit where you are standing or living, and The Fan has definitely grown in size over the years. I think the traditional boundaries would be Monroe Park to the east, Boulevard to the west, and then the north and south boundaries would be West Main and Grace Street. I've heard people describe outer reaches of those corners as part of The Fan, but truly it's called The Fan because the streets radiate out from Monroe Park like a fan. And if you look at it on paper, on the platted page, it definitely resembles a fan.
Well, what was the beginning of The Fan?
This goes all the way back to land granted to William Byrd I, our city founder, by the British Crown in 1675. It was liberated by William Byrd III in his land lottery, which was forced on him to pay off gambling debts in 1769. And William Byrd III liked to say that the winners of his lottery were these people who were awarded land as fortunate adventurers. And I think, as a side note, it would be interesting to consider all the prominent sites and neighborhoods in Richmond that originated out of this lottery and really took us from provincial village to thriving urban city.
Where did the name Scuffletown come from?
Yeah, so this is the first life of The Fan past the Byrd family. In the late 1700s, there was an emergent community along the main road out of town, which, interestingly enough, is Park Avenue, which I don't think of as one of the bigger streets in The Fan, but it was the Western Road. Mm-hmm. And it was anchored by a tavern and a row of houses, and the tavern actually survived until the turn of the 20th century. It survived until 1912. I think of Scuffletown maybe affectionately for querulous sort of people who frequented the tavern and drank too much and got into fights outside, but the actual origin is of Scuffletown. It was named in commemoration of a skirmish with Benedict Arnold back in 1781.
Well, there was a period then that The Fan area was known for being kind of a country suburb almost of Richmond.
Almost impossible to believe now in this compact urban setting, but you're absolutely right. The area became vogue for fashionable country estates. And it wasn't until 1817 when a developer had the bright idea to divide the area into lots to form a town that he called Sydney, which sometimes referred to as our long-lost sister city, because no sooner was it platted than the bottom fell out of the real estate market in the panic of 1819, and the town never materialized, so it exists on paper only. Amazingly enough, the plan for the town of Sydney is nearly identical to the present layout of The Fan. So it wasn't built, but The Fan is its legacy.
And many of us think of The Fan primarily as a place of some Victorian-era homes, some of them mansions, and some also more diverse in their income levels among the population at that time, but very Victorian still in style.
Yeah, the boom for The Fan was clearly in the late 1800s and the first quarter of the 20th century. I think it was pretty well built out by 1930 and remains to this day what it looked like in 1930. You have these beautiful old homes, and what I think is most special about The Fan, you see with suburban development and the exit from the core over the past 50 years, this return to concepts of new urbanism where you're trying to build new communities that replicate those of old. The Fan is the iconic and classic old urban community because it had these beautiful old homes, a diverse housing stock from small 1,200 square feet row houses to these big Victorian mansions. You had markets and restaurants, schools, churches. I should note that William Fox School, the wonderful elementary school right on Strawberry in Hanover, is celebrating its 100th birthday this year. And you just look around, and everything is right there. You literally don't have to get into your car to fulfill any of your basic needs.
And today, of course, with the growth of Virginia Commonwealth University, which sprang from Richmond Professional Institute in the Fan a few decades ago, many of the those old homes served for a while as classroom buildings and office buildings, even dormitories. VCU and the student population are very much a part of the Fan community now.
Yeah, to me, it's always been the undercurrent of energy in the Fan because you always have that mixing of students and teachers, and you can't go to a triangle park or pocket park in the Fan without seeing kids with their books open, studying earnestly in the open air. And I know that VCU and the neighborhoods haven't always had a perfect relationship as VCU has grown out and built out, but they have done a wonderful job to retain and sustain the vitality in that urban core. And of course, now they've jumped on the other side of Belvedere and moved into Monroe Ward and other parts of the city. But I've lived in and around the Fan for most of my life in Richmond, and I consider it to be my vortex. One of the most powerful things to me is that you could walk outside your door at any time of day or night and be confronted with this beautiful mix of people, old and young, rich and poor, those that you know and those that you don't. And I do think that the university setting has a lot to do with that.
And certainly one of the neighborhoods that's most identified with Richmond, Virginia.
That's right. And I'm going to send us out this conversation that we're having with a song that I'm hoping will become the unofficial anthem of the Fan.
You got to fan it. 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 Keep it cool. Then your baby comes on. Now, baby, say she don't do nothing wrong. Why don't you fan it, keep it cool? When your baby gets home, you got to fan it. Yes, you got to fan it. You got to fan it, keep it cool till your baby gets home.